Thank you. Now you know the truth and you are free.
I'm not afraid. Jesus. Edasa.
Nullify.
Edina.
Catch fire.
Loruko Jesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Epare.
Nullify.
Edasa.
Vanish away.
Edina.
Catch fire.
Mobonto linki aye memo koko.
All things that links my life to the darkness.
Mobonto linki aye memo ogo.
Everything that links my life to battery. Lord, I'm at this very junction. Lord, I'm here at this very junction and
the
maximum life to the Lord. Everything that links my life to the
Lord.
Vanish away.
Etukuro lara mi.
Be loose away from my body.
Etukuro kagbina kagpada no rukoje.
Away and catch fire today in Jesus name.
Etukuro kagbina kagpada ni orukoje.
Loose away from my body and catch fire today in Jesus name.
Etukuro kagbina kagpada ni orukoje.
Catch fire and vanish away in Jesus name.
Etukuro kagpada kagbina.
Loose catch fire and vanish and
vanish. Etukuro.
Loose away.
No rukoje.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Etukuro.
And he established it totally through Jesus Christ.
yóò rántí rẹ̀ yóò fi fi yín sílẹ̀ ní
àtàlẹ́ yìí.
Ẹ ó gba ìtúsílẹ̀
tàbátá.
Ọwọ́ ńlá agbára Ọlọ́run lábẹ́ májẹ̀mú yìí yóò ka ayé
yín fún ìsúra. Ayé
yín kò ní wà bákan náà.
Your life will never remain the same.
Ó yẹ wà ní bí.
Maybe you are here.
Ó yẹ wà ní ọ̀nà tó jì.
Or maybe you are far away.
Ìlú yòówù tàbí orílẹ̀-èdè yòówù tí ẹ
ti ní wá fún Ọlọ́run yìí. You may be listening to this word of God.
Nítorí ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run kò kúrú láti dání.
The hands of the Lord is not shorting to pray.
Ọwọ́ ìyanu rẹ̀ yóò kẹ̀yìn ní ìrọ̀lẹ́ yìí.
He's going to perfect all that belongs to you. You shall be free. You will be free. I say you will be free. You are going to receive your deliverance. You are going to receive that position you are. And you go over to a good position. You go with joy today. In the name of Jesus. We shall open our Bible to the book of Gospel according to Matthew.
Orí ìkọkànléní ogún.
Chapter 21.
Máa kà láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
I read from verse 1 to verse 10.
Kókó ìwàásù ìsọjí ti èní.
The topic of tonight's revival.
Omi nítorí Olúwa ni mi fi ṣe.
Is for the Lord hath need of me.
Nítorí Olúwa ni mi fi ṣe.
For the Lord hath need of me.
Nítorí Olúwa ni mi fi ṣe.
For the Lord hath need of me.
Àní Olúwa ni mi fi ṣe.
God has need of me.
Ṣé mo lè gbọ́ oyin níbi tí ẹwà yẹn kẹ́ wí pé.
Ṣé your voice where you are and echo it loud as the Lord has need of me.
Ṣé
you
say
with confidence and boldness.
Mo fẹ́ kí ẹ tún sọ ní ẹ̀ka
sí pé
Olúwa ni mi
fi ṣe. Has need of me.
Ẹ pàtẹ́wọ́ fún Jésù
nínú ayé. Life of Jesus in your life.
Ìwé Mátì orí kọkànlélógún.
Mátì chapter 21.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹwàá.
Verse 1 to verse 10.
Ó kà báyìí wípé.
It reads.
Nígbà tí wọ́n súnmọ́ etí Jerusalem.
And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem.
Tí wọ́n dé Bethphage.
And when come to Bethphage.
Ní òkè Olivi.
Unto the Mount of Olives.
Nígbà náà ni Jésù rán àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn méjì lọ.
Then sent Jesus two disciples.
Ó wí fún wọn pé.
He told them.
Ẹ lọ sí ìletò tí ó kọjú sí yín.
Go to a nearby city.
Lọ́gẹ̀ ẹ̀yìn ó rí kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́ sí aṣọ.
And straight away you shall find an hairstyle.
Àti ọmọ rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú.
And coat with her.
Ẹ tú wọn.
Loose them.
Kí ẹ sì fà wọ́n fún mi wá.
And bring them unto me.
Bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá sì wí nǹkan fún yín.
If any man say or ought to
be. Ẹ̀yin ó wí pé.
He shall say.
Olúwa ní tiwọn ṣe.
The Lord hath need of them.
Lọ́sẹ̀ ni yóò sì ràn wọ́n wá.
And in straight way he will send them.
Gbogbo èyí ni a ṣe.
All this was done.
Kí èsì tí a sọ láti ẹnu wòlíì wá
kí o lè sọ pé. He which was spoken by the prophet say.
Ẹ sọ fún ọmọbìnrin Sioni pé.
Tell ye the daughter of Zion.
Kí yéé sí.
Behold.
Ọba rẹ̀ ń bọ̀ wá sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀.
The king cometh unto thee.
Ó ní ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
Mi.
Ó jókòó lórí kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́.
And sitting upon an heart.
Àti lórí ọmọ kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́.
And a coat of the pole of an heart.
Àwọn ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ sì lọ.
And the disciples went.
Wọ́n sì ṣe bí Jésù ti wí fún wọn.
And did as Jesus commanded them.
Wọ́n sì pa kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ náà wá.
And brought the heart.
Àti ọmọ rẹ̀.
And the coat.
Wọ́n sì ti aṣọ wọn sí ẹ̀yìn wọn.
And put on them their clothes.
Wọ́n ti gbé Jésù ká.
And they set him there on.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ìjú ènìyàn tẹ aṣọ wọn sí ọ̀nà.
And a great, very great multitude spread their garments in the way.
Ẹlòmíràn fẹ́ ka igi wẹ́wẹ́.
Others cut down branches from the tree.
Wọ́n sì fọ́ wọn sí ọ̀nà.
And straw them in the way.
Ìjọ ènìyàn ti ń lọ síwájú.
And the multitudes that went before.
Àti èyí ti ń tọ̀ lẹ́yìn.
And that followed.
Ìkígbe wípé.
Cry saying.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Fún ọmọ Dávidi.
To the son of David.
Olùbùkún ni ẹni tí ń bọ̀ wá.
Blessed is he that cometh.
Ní orúkọ Olúwa.
In the name of the Lord.
Hosanna
in the highest.
Nígbà tí ó dé Jerusalem.
And when he was coming to Jerusalem.
Gbogbo ìlú mi ti
dìbẹ́. All the city was moved saying.
Ta ni èyẹ.
Who is thee?
Amen.
Amen.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Once again.
Sọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí ẹ̀ ń gbọ́ lénìí.
The topic of the sermon you are listening to today.
Bàbá mi sọ jí ète ni.
Most especially in tonight's revival.
Ó ní nítorí Olúwa ni mi fi ṣe.
Is for the Lord at need of me.
nítorí Olúwa ni mi ń ṣiṣẹ́.
For the Lord has need of me.
Mo lè rí ọgbọ́n agbára ńlá Ọlọ́run ní àárín wa.
I can see the powerful ways of God in our midst.
Èyí tí ó ṣe wípé yóò ṣe iṣẹ́ ìtúsílẹ̀ ńlá nínú ayé
yìí. He's going to do the works of great deliverance in your life.
Nítorí náà darandì láti gba ìtúsílẹ̀ rẹ lénìí.
Therefore, be prepared to attain your deliverance today.
Ibi tí mo kà fún yíyí náà ni Ọlọ́run yóò lò láti fi ṣiṣẹ́ nípa ọwọ́ rẹ̀ yìí.
It is well read unto your hearing that the Lord is going to use to work through his powerful hands.
Jésù lọ sí Jerusalem.
Jesus went to Jerusalem.
Fún ìgbà ìkẹyìn pátápátá.
For the last time.
Láti parí iṣẹ́ ìgbàlà tó wá ṣe fún ìran ọmọ ènìyàn.
To perfect the work of salvation, he came to the world to
do for humanity. Ó lọ sí Jerusalem.
He went to Jerusalem.
Ó wá dé ibi kan tí a pè ní Bethphage.
Then he got to a place where it is called Bethphage.
Ó wá pe àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn ẹ̀.
Then he called his disciples.
Ó pe méjì nínú wọn.
He called two out of them.
Ẹ lọ sí ilé tó yẹn, ilé tó lọ yẹn.
He said, go straight away to that village.
Ẹ ti yẹ bá ti débẹ̀.
When you get there.
Ẹ rí kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ tí ń sun àtọ̀ mẹ́.
You will see a half tire and his coat.
Ẹlọ tú.
Go there and lose them.
Kíyẹ̀sì fà wọ́n fún mi wá.
And bring them unto me.
Ẹlọ tú.
Lose them.
Kíyẹ̀sì fà wọ́n fún mi wá.
And bring them unto me.
Ẹ lè rí i pé ìyàtọ̀ ń bẹ láàrin àṣẹ yìí àti àṣẹ tí Jésù pa ní etí ibojì Lázaro.
You be able to observe the difference between that commandment of God at the graveyard of Lazarus and
Jesus. Ìyàtọ̀ tó wà bẹ́ẹ̀ náà máa sọ fún wa.
The difference there is what I'm going to tell you now.
Jésù nígbà tí Lázaro gbọ́ ohun.
When Lazarus had the voice,
oh, did they,
when he rose
Jesus
up, Jesus said, lose him and let him go. But here he said, lose him and bring them unto me. Lose them and bring them unto me. The reason is, Lazarus himself, he has believed and he was a disciple. As he was loose, there's nowhere he could go down unto Jesus. But this one is different. That was why he said, lose them and bring them unto me. Lose them and bring them unto me. Then he told them, if anyone asks, I want to delete you to be there to you see, when you are losing it, if anyone challenge you, now why are you losing that heart? Are you the owner? Tell them that Lord, the creator of that person that tied it and that
coat of the heart, says, bring it.
Says the Lord has need of thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus sọ fún wọn bí pé kí wọn sọ pé Olúwa ni ibùsùn.
Jesus told them to tell the challenger that the Lord has need of thee.
Àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn sì lọ.
And the disciples went.
Wọ́n rántí àwọn ntí wòlíì ti sọ nípa ẹ̀.
They had remembered what the prophet has said about him.
Ìgbà tí wọ́n dé ìletò yẹn.
When they got to the village.
Ìletò tí Jésù sọ.
The village which Jesus was talking about.
Wọ́n ní kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ náà lóòótọ́ tí wọ́n ti dé
bọ́lẹ̀. They saw the heart truly tied down.
Wọ́n sì tú.
And they lose it.
Àwọn tó bí wọ́n sì sọ fún ọ pé.
Those people that hacked them, they told them.
Olúwa ní ìfisẹ́.
That the Lord has need of it.
And
they said, he is the Lord that holds us and he holds the heart. Take it and go. And when they brought the heart to Jesus Christ.
Wọ́n wá ṣe kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ ìlọ́sọ̀.
Then they punished this heart.
Ọ̀sọ̀ tí ò rí rí láyé ẹ̀.
The decoration he has never witnessed before.
Wọ́n wá ṣe lọ́sọ̀.
He decorated it.
Àwọn aṣọ aláràn ìgbà náà.
Different type of beautiful garments of them. Purple garments of them. They laid it upon it. They put in a bracelet of gold in his mouth. Then they put Jesus on it. It was this ass that the Lord ride upon as a jeep unto Jerusalem. Because there was no car then. Honorary men of them, they ride on her. It was this ass that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. As he rode on this ass, as he was going into Jerusalem, there was a shout. Little children, you, adults, they began to sing. The song that they have never prepared for before. The song that they didn't rehearse for.
Hosanna for David. Hosanna, Lord. obìnrin bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí tí aṣọ wọn síwájú.
Women began laying their garments on the floor.
Àwọn ọkùnrin ń gé àwọn ẹ̀ka igi wọn nà síwájú.
Men were cutting branches of trees and laying it on the floor.
Gẹ́gẹ́gẹ́ wá ń gorí aṣọ.
And this ass was was moving on the garment.
Nítorí ọba àwọn ọba gorí rẹ̀.
Because the king of kings is riding upon it.
Gẹ́gẹ́gẹ́ rí ìdálọ́lá tó ga.
This ass experienced a great decoration.
Gẹ́gẹ́gẹ́ rí àjẹsí tó ga.
This ass experienced a great honor.
Gẹ́gẹ́gẹ́ rí ìbùyìnbó tó ga.
This ass experienced a great decoration. Because the king of kings is riding upon it. That was how Jesus came into Jerusalem. Where with great shouting. Because it has been written in such manner. They said the entire city of Jerusalem was shaking. They said, who is this? Because they don't know the prophecy that has been written that your king is coming to you. Riding on her. The prophet of the Lord has said it for long. Prophet like Prophet Zachariah. They have written it and has been recorded. That you are children of Israel. Behold, your king cometh unto you. Riding on an ass. They have said all of them.
That,
but because they don't have understanding of the scriptures. They tarry long before they can understand that. Who is this? This is where we are talking to
you.
And this is where the spirit of my God is going to work in your life. You are yet on spirit. Some inspiration has been deposited into your life. The might and the power of God is going to set you free from that spirit and that inspiration.
Whatever
way that comes into your life, you shall be free from there. Just be prepared to listen to this word.
Níbi tí a wà yé tí mo kà fún yín.
This text I've read unto you.
A mọ̀ fi kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ yìí ṣe àpèjúwe àwa yìí.
We are going to illustrate this ass like a woman being.
Ẹni tó dé.
The person that tied it.
Àpẹẹrẹ onírúurú ènìyàn ẹ̀mí àìmọ́ àti èṣù bí ọ̀tá.
We are going to illustrate it as different things, maybe demons and devil and our enemies.
Nígbà tí a ó fi àwọn ìránṣẹ́ méjì. Ti àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn méjì ti Jésù rán. Tí a fi wọ́n ṣe àkàwé àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
While we exemplify those two disciples that Jesus sent as the men of God.
Ti Ọlọ́run fún ní àṣẹ.
That God has given the authority.
Láti wàásù láti tú ni sílẹ̀.
To preach and set free.
Láti dáni nídè.
To set at liberty.
A ó fi ṣe.
We are going to illustrate them as that.
Mo sì mọ̀ wípé.
And I know.
Ìgbà tí màá bá fi máa ṣe ìtúpalẹ̀ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn.
By the time I'm going to explain all these words.
Àti mo bá ń ṣe àtìgbà tí mo bá gbé àárín gbogbo àti jàmbá.
While I'm on it and while I finish, the Lord is going to testify himself. For better understanding of what I'm saying, so that it don't look as if I'm speaking a language you don't understand. All the 10 verses I've read unto you, I'm going to divide it into 3 parts. The first part, which will have different headings. The first part with its own
heading.
Essentiality of deliverance before glorification. Yeah, I'm going to tell you the essentiality of deliverance before glorification. Essentiality of deliverance before glorification. Under the second heading, reasons why multitudes are being placed under the bondage of darkness. Reasons why multitudes have been placed under the bondage of darkness and God was
watching.
The reasons why God allows the strangers to bind some people. Under the third heading,
determinations and steps that hasten deliverance.
Maybe last wo ipinu wo.
Here we are going to look at what decisions, what steps that hastens one's deliverance. And God is readily prepared and make every provision. There are some determinations, some decisions that will make his end touch you. The hands of God has come down as he has
promised.
But it is for those people that have made the type of decision which the Lord wants that has his
touch.
Those people that take the right step by given by God that their hands will touch. And I know, and I'm very assured that God that allows every one of you to listen to this word is going to allow you to take that decision and will make you to take steps that will prompt the pathways of God to touch you. Say amen. I'm checking on the first
study.
Essentiality of deliverance before glorification. Let me talk about deliverance. It is not the work of man, it is the work of the Lord. And God does it in diverse ways which is beyond human understanding. Deliverance begins from the opening of the mind, opening of the eyes. Everything that does attach to falling down or speaking out. Our deliverance takes diverse ways
to happen.
You can pray like this and during your sleep you can experience that deliverance. It happens in different ways. What is to be delivered is what has been tied down. It is what has been tied down that is to be delivered. Something that has not been tied doesn't need deliverance. Therefore, we're talking about deliverance. Deliverance is as a result of bondage. Deliverance is because of bondage. And bondage is of different categories. But I'll just tell you a few of them. Bondage to demons and cause. Bondage to evil cause. This one is very much, and we can't talk about it very
much.
The bondage to cultism, bondage to different types of evil spirits, bondage to idols. Another type of bondage is bondage to sin. This type of bondage I'm telling you, you can check your body and say, what is the pastor saying? I can't see any bondage on me. It's not the type of bondage that can be seen with our physical
eyes.
But the way to know that someone is in bondage or you are in bondage is when you see a goat that has been tied down, you see that he also wants to move all around and eat all around. But the way to know that he's in bondage is that his movement will be restricted. That rope is being tied, which will restrict his movement until when that bondage is broken or when the rope is untied. That is also for human beings. When all this type of bondage that told you is binding man, you see that you want to do some good things and you are unable to do that. Look at those people stealing. Many of those people stealing doesn't want to
practice.
Many of those people lying doesn't want to lie again. Many of those people fornicating, doing immorality doesn't want to practice again. But because they have been bounded, and it is that bondage that makes them and prompts them to do it. You see many people drinking alcoholic drinks.
And
some people are coming from their business place, they are going straight way to their beer
parlor.
The spirit that our colleague spirit is not, is just very small like that. But
But
the change in the hands of that spirit of alcoholic drinks is very plenty.
You people
going to attach it to their necks.
At the awards and you to muki.
From the noon, he's going to make the approach to began to test for that alcohol.
With
the speculation that when they finish like this, when they finish at this time, then he's going to drag them with that chain and he'll drag them to that place. It's a chain, it's bondage, and also for fornication, and also for different kinds of demons. Some people will even make promises that I won't eat again. But if that bondage has not been broken or loosed, it's going to go back there again. Because it's like a bondage, it looks like a remote control.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The third type of bondage I can point out to you is bondage to battle. Bondage to battle. Under his bondage of negative thoughts, negative words, and different kinds of things. Wastefulness, porosity, and everything death. Some people, they are in the bondage to death. He has become his perpetual to him. He will just go to death and when it is time for his debtors to come and ask him, he won't fear because he has been in bondage. He's even going to jack his clothes. The person that is not in that bondage is going to run for the devil when he's coming. But that one that has been chronic in that bondage, he knows how to go about everything.
Then
he's going to pay his even during the last time. They just do anything you want to do. That doesn't mean that he should not go to another person's land and borrow again. Even though he's been shouted upon, he's not going to
shame
you about it. What has not seen? Because he has been in that bondage. Because he's already in that bondage. That is what is called bondage. They are of different categories. They are of different kinds. It is enough for a topic.
Then
we say bondage to cultism and bondage to different kinds of demons. Bondage to sin. Or bondage to different types of virtues. They are bondage. They are bondage. I'm telling you about the essentiality of deliverance. Then I'm telling you what is the meaning of deliverance. The essentiality of deliverance. The essence of deliverance. The reason why deliverance is inevitable is because there is bondage. Then I'm pinpointing out the types of bondage. It is very important for man to receive deliverance. If man has not gotten his deliverance, if one is bonded, he cannot be glorified. Deliverance must come before glorification. Check out this illustration. Look at this graph. Before the glorification, before the decoration, and before God used
him,
God first of all deliver E. The reason why your glorification has not manifested is God not gotten your deliverance. If God wants to make use of you and you have not gotten your deliverance, go to him that is making use. If you stubbornly attach yourself to God, that attaching yourself won't yield any fruit. For an example, the person bound by the demons, bonded by cultism, bonded by bondage of sin, what kind of work can he do for God and be perfect in
it?
It is essential for the person to receive deliverance. It was after the ass got a deliverance. That was when he could be brought to the Lord. And that was when the Lord could ride upon him. That was when it could be decorated. That was when garments could be laid before him. It was deliverance that came before glorification of that ark. God wants us to hear this and test for the deliverance of our life. Look at it. If a child fall into the mud, and you are coming from your house with your very white garment, and that child says, "My mommy, my daddy," and running from afar to come and hug you, it is immediately you will be making signs that just stop there, just stop there, stop there. You can even call his brother. Now please let me go and watch his body. Please let me watch his body. Oh, go and you tell the child that go and wash your body. Don't you talk to me? It is after you have washed your body, then you can carry the child. You can wear the child your clothes. You can decorate that child. But who among you will disciple into mud and carry and hug that child with that mud? There's no one of you. You are going to take that mud away from us. Is that why you have taken away that mud? That is when you will be able to decorate and glorify and make it honorable. That is also how the Lord does. Therefore, daddy and mommy, and look at it. Why did the Lord don't go and write that ask where it was tied? It is not possible. Take that statement into your mind. If the Lord could not go and ride that house where it was tied to, that is also how it doesn't use or glorify man with bondage. Bondage opposes one's glorification. Bondages are in that one's glorification. The Lord doesn't make use of man with bondage of the darkness. He doesn't make use of man with bondage of sin. He doesn't make use of man with bondages of darkness. Because he knows that if he uses it at that state, he will lose the property. Care for brothers and sisters. You must be ready and test for deliverance. You must be ready and test for deliverance. As you have listened to it yesterday, God has commanded. There is authority for deliverance. We are the one that must be ready for him. And we must have the understanding of what God is requesting from us. That authority has not changed. Go and lose him. What he's saying, he keeps repeating it to this very moment. It is a living word to this moment. To the end of the world. That word is still living and working. Those people that is going to work for are those people that have taken the step. Those people that does those things that the Lord wants. Those people that does those things the Lord is expecting them to do. I move to the second subtopic. Do not forget, let this word echo into your mind and your heart. I move to the second point. Reasons why multitudes are brought into the bondage of darkness. Reasons why multitudes are placed under the bondage. Reasons why multitudes are binded. Listen. That ask that the Lord says that go and bring him. You will see where it was tied to you. Ask the person who is beside you that, are you here?
God bless you.
Kiri wa buku fun yin. Kete this act.
Jesus ni eno le to yen.
Jesus say go to that village.
Eri kete kete ti an de male.
You say and has tied down. And it's cold.
Hello too.
Go and lose them and bring them.
If you ask, then how does he? Why the reason you say the Lord has need of it? Jesus knows why he said that the Lord has need of
it.
He said the Lord has need of
it.
This is what the Spirit of God wants us to know here. The morning of that day. You can ask that, why is the reason why the owner of the house tied it down? And why does he tie him as he goes up in the morning and doesn't allow him to eat all around? I'll tell you the reason. It might be possible that they ask the owner of this house that why do you tie it down and doesn't know the end of it. He just wished in his heart to tie it down. It was God that placed it in his mind. Now just tie it down.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I and the daddy was talking about it. Was amazed about it. And one of his people wanted to take his self. As he was telling me, I said, it is not possible. He said it was also not possible. Now when this man got to that place, he was
deep.
As everybody was aligned up, he said the person to answer him and told him, Go and call that man and meet multitudes. And he checked all his credentials. He was a white man. And he said, Your credentials are good. But I won't give you that job. He said, I won't give you that thing you have.
He said,
what is the reason? He said, that was how he felt. That was how he felt. He said, that was how he wished. Laugh at the Lord. He said that was how he felt about it. Now he just felt that it was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that said, don't give that man. That is it. A leaf cannot fall down without the consent of the Almighty. It was God that would have told that owner of the house. God is the creator of the owner of the house and the ark. God has dropped it in his mind that that ark today just tie it down. And what is the reason that this ark should be tied? It is because the Lord has need of it. And he knows that if it is not tied down, he would have gone into the bush and wandered away. Have gone astray. He would have gone apart. That was the reason why Jesus said, go to that nearby village. Go there and you see and ask there. It wouldn't have been a village. It would have been forest or wilderness. Maybe they would have searched for him for 2 hours. 3 to 2 hours because he would have gone into the bush. The Lord has known. That was the reason why he said he has to
die.
I want you to know. I want you to understand and listen to the that is also how some people are not just tied down by the bondage of darkness. Some people who don't have known the law. The place that some people have gone astray to. A person that would have preached, that person wouldn't have existed. Because his face would have been very strong and bold like that. If there is no bondage, I want to ask you, will you come? Will you know the law? That is the reason. You will have preached to someone before, you say, just say, stop there. Don't preach for me.
Stop it.
Some people even say in English that Dake. Some people will not even speak in English. Say, don't just preach to me. The Lord will just say, just leave him. Leave him. He said, demons of his father's house bind him. Because it's like he's going astray, bind him. And they'll bind him. The reason why multitudes are in bondage. Reasons why multitudes are in bondage. Disobedience, unbelief, and hardness of heart. stubbornness. Some people you can't preach to them before. They are very hard as they are. They won't listen to sermons. And God has need of them. God has need of them. God has the determination over him. The devil, listen. Devil, as stubborn as he is, as wicked as he is, he's doing the work of God, but he's doing it in that, in the wrong way. The devil is the left hand of the Almighty God. If you are a wicked man, you have sold yourself to the left hand side. Immediately you can decide that you're a wicked man, you have moved to the left hand side. And when God is to do those things that are something negative, God is going to use it. God used the demons in the left hand side. As you also have your left hand, that you called your left hand, which is used to do those things that are something related to dirty, something that you don't. That is also how the Lord makes use of the devil, the demons, and the wicked men. If he wants to punish someone, he uses them. He wants to chastise, he uses them. When you offend God, the person that is going to send that go and beat the person is, they are already available. Just send the person that just don't beat him. That is the reason why you say don't just accept your faith like that. You must diligently know what has happened to you. Check it and observe it. It has a reason why God has allowed that. If you can acknowledge those reasons and find solutions to them, the Lord is going to solve your situation. The reason why multitudes are placed under bondage. The reason why multitudes are brought under bondage. Bondage to demons, bondage to cultists, bondage to sin, bondage to battle. It's because it's ardent. It's ardent. It's stubborn. It's disobedient. Some people have injured themselves. Some people have done fashion exceedingly. Some people have bleached their skin to the blood. They have bleached their skin to blood. My God says, I have need of this one. Just bind him for me. Just bind him for me. The Lord says, I have need of that heart. Oh yeah, you just bind him. Bind it. Every bondage is a binding. You will be free from that bondage. Because it is the authority of God. Today, you will be free. Your sleep today will be different. Your transformation is going to come to your thoughts and your behavior, your lifestyle. Your transformation is going to come to him. Listen to wherever you are. You don't just suddenly come to that position you have. You are not suddenly in that position or that type position. You don't just suddenly come into that your bondage. You came into bondage because of the stubbornness of your heart. You are in bondage because you are deaf in your ears. You are struggling with yourself with God. And that is the reason why God has allowed bondage. Now bind in. Bind in. Examine your life. Examine your life. There is a woman. We're told. When she was young, her dad and mommy tried according to their efforts. They will take her to church. They will pray together and do things together. But when she got grew up to a certain stage, she was put into fire. But when she got enlightened and she became a lady, then she went out of the hands of her parents.
And
from then she got freedom when she was learning. But with the prayer of our parents and our men of God, God prospers our ways. And when she doesn't stand again, if she don't know how to choose, you know that a goat is not to be attached to a ram. If a ram is attached to a goat, they are going to kill themselves. Because the nature of a lamb is different from that of a goat. Their behaviors are different. Their voices are different. If you attach them together, they are going to kill themselves. When this became a lukewarm Christian, she doesn't know the difference. She married a Gentile and that one built a house for her and gave her a car. She left the church. She left the church and started bearing another name. Then she started becoming fat. She has different church. She's very rich. Because God did send message to her. My ministers of God go to her and say, Elijah, God send us to us to say, get out of my sight, you wretched people. You come to me. You sold that as a few with insects. She will speak, flap at them and she will go. God is going to send another master of God. She's going to run mouth on them and she will go. Say she's going to, she went to church before. And from when she was young, she was in choir. What do you want to tell me? Is it our Father in heaven that you want to tell me? Or the book of Mark, or John. That's how you start reciting everything. Say it is God that sent us to hell. Change your ways and turn to the Lord. He said, just get out of my sight. Every time. There is no weak like that. The ministers of God won't go to her. And it's not those people that they will mix up things at the market. It's not, they are not ministers of God that they will, ring bells and look for money. Those people that are true men of God, those people that want to preach to her, and she will run mouth on them. Speak today. It was going like that on and on. When it got to a stage, the Lord was tired of her. The devil is available. Demons are available. Wicked men are available. Then just go and beat her. God sent her to go and beat her. That was how she became sick. She thought it was a joke. All the magicians, they did all they could do. They collected money, they tried different things, they even fly her out. It was getting more tougher. And God doesn't send any message to her again. God doesn't send ministers to her again. Her dad and mommy are dead. It has been long that they have died. Then she began to become lean. Then she was like a bag of bone. Now her home believer husband, when she saw that things are getting tougher, he has married another person. He has neglected her, that was her whole case. She's doomed. When all what her possessions, when her possession was finished, then they took her to a good church. Then this good church they took her to. I'm telling you the reasons for bondage. That church they took her. Our money is finished. The pastor said, ask for forgiveness of sins. He said, I've never sinned. If the jelly is like a calabash. If you can open it, I've never ruined someone's life before. And I'm serving God. But Pastor knows God well. So I just lay her down. Then Pastor went to pray. Said, Lord, this woman that was brought here, what happens to her? And she has been in that position for 5 years. That they have wasted money, killed rams, killed everything. Let's go. What is that situation? Then the Lord told the pastor that this is that person that was brought to you. This is a lie. This is a picture of a lie. And the one that hacks her to be bounded. He has planned for 7 years to abound it. And it remains a certain year that it's going to be complete. And there is no one that can pray for her except when God
speaks.
That there is nothing that make God angry than his ministers of God, which is rubbish. He said they are wearing coats that has a dead dog. Said they are suffering. Says she's going to suffer like that for 7 years. Pastor went to tell her. Because God sent his plainly to the pastors. Pastor came to tell him. Say, have you been in the choir before? Have you done this before? Have you done this before? You did this before? When she was to marry that man, her dad and mommy tried all the food, but she didn't answer. She saw everything that pastor saw and told her she was crying. Now go and start to ask for mercy. The reasons why she was in bondage. I know that you are also listening to me where you are. The reasons why you are there like that. The reason why you are in that position. Said the word is
strong.
God is the strong God. He's the strongest and the most powerful. Whatever he tells the words to do, that is what they are going to do. Whatever he tells the devil to do, that is what they are going to do. It was God that told the owner of the house that ass tie it down. Because he do go astray. But I want to use it. He won't stay at that position where you keep it. I want to use it. He's going to go and go astray to the forest. Tie it down. Tie it down. Tie it down. And he tied it. To the very time when God had need of him. I move to the third point. Where I will tell you to rise up on your feet. And you will see the secret where you are going to make it in your deliverance. The third support. Determinations and steps that hasten deliverance. Check the book of Matthew chapter 21. When you check verse 2 to verse 7. If you can check it very well.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You see it. This ass has been tied down. When God sent his disciples to go and there, and when they went there, when it was to be losing, they asked them fight them, don't fight them back. He just surrendered himself. And it was losing. It was loosed. Where you are seated, if you can make decisions today, the first decision is to surrender yourself to the Lord. Or maybe I should say, you should totally hand over yourself to the Lord. To be prepared. To do everything to the world Lord wishes. To be prepared to do everything the Lord wishes.
So,
listen. Many goes to church. But they are just going. I'm just going to church. But he has nothing to do with it. He will be going. But God has need of them. There are works of service. There are ministerial works. When you believe, Which of them have you done? You don't do anything of them. What is your hate? Even aged people have used to for God. They have work of service in the presence of the Lord. But you are just standing there. You have no work. You have no impact. You don't allow the Lord to make use of you. If you can make the decision today, it's a decision and step. The Lord.
Ma tele Jesu ti o fe mi ibi to ba ran mi ni lo
I go
on to ba wi ni o se
whatever he says I will do
on to ba wi ni o se
whatever he says I will do
ma tele Jesu ti o fe mi
on
to ba wi ni o se
whatever he says I will do
on to ba fe ni o se
whatever he wishes
on to ba fe ni o se
I will do all his wishes
ma tele Jesu ti o fe mi
I will follow Jesus
on to ba fe ni o se
whatever he wishes I will do.
Nikete ti katakate jogo ara re.
Once this ass surrendered itself, it was free.
Ah, maru okun ti an fi debo ti ni fe to.
We don't know how hard that rope which was
tied with strong.
But that authority which was sent to him is greater than that rope. That authority is greater than the person who binds him. And also that authority still lives today. But it is your decision on yourself. Your decision on yourself are essential. Are you ready to surrender the totality of your life to Christ? Since you have believed. Yeah, it's different from you believing. Another thing is to give your life.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You can call someone in. And you won't allow the person to enter into the room.
This
you can call someone in. You can allow the person to sit at the corridor. And you won't allow the person
to sit in your room.
Can you allow Jesus into the room of your heart? Can you open the doors of your heart to Jesus? Can you tell Jesus that my heart, my soul, the totality of my life, my spirit, my soul, the totality of my life, my soul, my spirit, the totality of my life, they are yours, O Lord. Can you say that? The Lord. Here I am. This is the years of my head that I separated for you. I will attach the years of the goat to you because when is the time for you to notice of the years of my head? That is the reason why I don't attach anything to you so that it won't hinder you. These are my eyeballs. When is the time for you to notice of them? That is the reason why I don't attach painting. I do paint it before. I do paint something on my eyelashes before. I do attach eyelashes. But that is the reason why I don't attach them. These are my mouth. This is my mouth. That is the reason why I don't speak negative words. What corruptible words have separated it for you? This is my hands. This is all my body. This is my legs. I surrender all to you. Whatever you want to use it for. My heart. I've surrendered all to you. Whatever you wish to use them for. Determination is hastening deliverance.
Test
is hastening deliverance. Are you ready? Some will say, Lord has been dropping it in their heart.
Lord, that I come out when I call it.
Go and join the choir.
See,
all those little babies, little children, all those small, small children, they are not even like my last born.
Being
the choir together. God will say, my people are that little babies you are saying.
It's okay.
Sit down. God has dropped it in the mind to go and join the worship, to arrange the chairs and do all the other things.
Say,
I can't do that kind of work. People are very much I?
Oh, Jowo ni yen.
Saying you have not surrendered yourself.
Ninu Gideon.
Out of surrendering. Whatever you are, you are going to surrender it. Your personality, you are going to drop it at the feet of Jesus. You might be a
criminal.
You will drop that position at the feet of Jesus. Now you are the one that brought me to that position. Your post, you are going to drop it. Your age, you are going to drop it. That means surrendering. Once you surrender your age, your position,
brother,
who is not up to you, you are going to call it their back and call them brothers, because they have surrendered that for God, not for him. I'm telling you about determination. Your most important time, you are going to give it to God. Now, Lord, this is it. I give it unto you. My heart, all the rooms of my heart, all the members of my body, all parts of my body, everything I am, my status, everything I possess, all my time, whatever you want to make use of it for, this
should be.
That evening that you say, hey, ask for me, 5 to 7 days, I'll give it to you. Your time, oh Lord, I'm ready. All those kind of you that can make that determination. God has told his minister, go to that village. Go to the village. You see an
ass
and his coat that has been tied down. Loose them and bring them. I'm here at the junction which the Lord has brought me to, and I'm seeing you. Wouldn't you prove stubborn that pastor, just leave me? Just leave me. Leave me alone. Are you going to accept to be freed? This is the authority of God. Say, go. Go to that straightway village. I'm now there at that position. You are not going to just wonder about straightway. That is what makes you feel like this. You will see that ass tied down with his coat. Lose them and bring them unto me. Lose them. Don't let them to wander away. Lose them. Lose them. The person fornicating, lose them. But bring them unto me so that they won't fornicate again. Not that lose them so that they will go about it again. Listen. The person that is drinking alcohol, that now drank and had asthma, lose them and bring him so that he won't go about the day. Lose him and bring him. Person going into immorality and now attracted infections. Lose him and bring him. Lose him. Not to go back and fornicating again. Lose him and bring him so that we won't fornicate again. Are you ready to follow my law? Are you ready to surrender yourself, your life? Are you ready to say, if everybody destroy their body, I myself, my God, I won't corrupt my body for you. If everybody, they are melting their hair and attaching things to you, they are tinting their hair to different colors. If even all the whole earth does that, I myself, oh Lord, my ear, I'm going to leave it naturally like this. My eyelashes, I'm going to leave it naturally like this. My skin color will be at that natural color. I won't so close that I reduce the nakedness of my body. I myself, I will separate myself from you. I will consecrate my heart unto you. I won't go into immorality. I will have only that
than one wife, I'll be satisfied with only that my husband. I'll be satisfied with one, a husband and a wife. I won't corrupt myself with men and women. I will consecrate myself unto you. If you want to make use of me, whatever you want to use me for, I'm ready. It is this determination and steps, these decisions and steps, that hastens deliverance. Immediately when we tell you to stand up, that powerful name God has descended will touch you. Are you ready to make those decisions? You that used to make excuses. Sunday you do come to church by 10 a.m. You don't even count going to church worthy of going to listen to the word of God. You don't even count it worthy.
Oh,
you even count it as something important.
On Sunday,
once you wake up, you will carry your phone like you carry a little baby in your palm. That is what you keep present. That is what you keep present, and you use the earphone. You press it, you laugh all the time. You stroll all around. You stroll all around the community. Some females will bring out their clothes. The time of the Lord, will you give it to him? The time the Lord requests from you, are you ready to give it to him? The hours of Bible study, don't you know that the Lord is requesting it from you? Hours of revival, the Lord requests it from you. Hours of service, like sitting at Jesus, the Lord requests it from you.
Ask
to listen to sermons, the Lord is requesting it from you. Are you ready to give it unto him? Your soul, your spirit, your body, your time, your age, your personality, your status. Not that you give it to the pastor. You hand over it to the Lord. You will place it at his feet. That my Lord, I surrender all to you. Without leaving out anything, I rest upon you, the born Savior. Because the Lord has need of me. Are you ready to be used by the Lord? The Lord has need of you. That's the reason why you listen to this word. Are you ready? God has determination over your life. God wants to use you for his work of service. God wants to use you for his ministerial work. The covenant, that covenant is upon you. But can you rise up now and say, for the Lord has need of me and I'm ready to do it. Rise up on your feet. Say it 3 times that for the Lord has need of me. For the Lord has need of me. For the Lord has need of me. For the Lord has need of me.
Yes.
Many.
Idiaison.
Bondages of sickness.
Osu kuro lara enikanbe.
You are losing from someone there.
Money, yes,
bondage to untimely death and poverty. Bondage to sudden death.
I am ready.
For the Lord, for what God wants to use me for. For the Lord has need of me. And I'm also ready. For those things God wants to use me for. Repeat this also 3 times. For the Lord has need of me. And I'm ready. For the mission God wants to use me for. For God has need of me. And I'm ready. For God's mission. For the Lord has need of me. And I'm ready for God's mission.
Amen.
Amen.
Ma fi se dira re lowo.
Do not disturb yourself with your job.
Don't.
Listen.
Oba se laye ni o.
You met doing business in this world and you are going to leave it.
Ma fi se
behind.
He said to Oba nse.
That job you are doing.
Ti o ba jo laye for Lorun.
That in that you of having time for God.
He said ti o lojo waju ni o.
It is a job that doesn't have future.
Je ki gbugbu eyan mo omo Olorun.
Let everyone knows you with God.
Akoko je mo ma akoko to je Olorun pe eleyi e bi se.
Let them know that you don't joke with the time meant for God.
Gbanti mo so fun aloni
leri leri. What I'm telling you today.
Ko ti so amu oro kan.
Is it that you have made some sense, you have said some statement? On those statements.
Sori oro yen la fi ni Olorun o fi sise.
Because it is true that what that the Lord is going to do.
Oro yen ni Olorun yo fi sise.
God is going to use those statements to work.
Sori Oluwa ni mi fi se.
Lord has need of me.
O ti se dana fi se.
And I'm ready to do those works. God wants you to give time for his
work.
Because of these that you have breakthroughs. You have breakthroughs. You have breakthroughs. It's not compulsory you do that job you are doing
too much.
But when you do it to an extent and do the wishes of God, it is God that is going help you to do other things. That person beside you. Tell the person that. The person that the Lord asked me of me, and I'm ready for God's mission. Face another person. The Lord asked me of me, and I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Shout and call the name of Jesus. What you keep saying is this. For the Lord has need of me. Every bondage is that binds my life. Bondage that binds my spirit, that binds my heart, that binds my body. Every bondage of
bondages,
bondages of sin, bondages of demons, bondages to apostasy, bondages to spiritual man, bondages to family, bondages to
duty.
Pray today. By yourself, you can pray it. Before we now use our authority, authority of God upon you, you first proclaim that. I will say to you, wherever you are, stand up on your feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I am ready. Every bondage, loose from my body.
God
has called you.
Every
bondage is
from
my body.
And you lose.
Sọ̀rọ̀ lórúkọ Jésù ọjà gbogbo ìdè ọjà tún kúrò
Chukuro. 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 Any tori ti Oluwa ni me fi se.
Lord has need of me.
Ni tori ti Oluwa ni me fi se.
Has need of me.
Ni tori ti Oluwa ni me fi se.
Has need of me.
Ni tori ti Oluwa ni me fi se.
Lord has need of me.
Ni tori Oluwa ni me fi se.
Has need of me.
Ni tori Oluwa ni me fi se.
Lord has need of me.
Ni tori Oluwa ni me fi se.
Lord has need of me.
Ani Oluwa ni me fi se.
Lord has need of me.
Ani Olorun ni me fi se. Mosi ti se bela ti se.
Ready for God's mission.
Gbogbo ije.
Every Sunday.
Ije to di aye mi.
Sunday that bind my life.
Esu. Gbogbo ije ti awon alejo.
Every Sunday you are the strangers of demons.
Awon alejo.
Money stranger.
Ide awon emi oimo.
Sunday this to be
my. Ide awon emi koko.
Sunday this to
be. Oya tu kuro. Oya tu. Oya tu. Oya tu. Nítorí tí Olúwa ní mi
fi ṣe. Olúwa ask me of
you. Èmi sì ti ṣe tó.
I am ready.
Gbogbo ìdí àìní.
Every bondage is to come.
Ìdí ègèṣe.
Bondage is to death.
Gbogbo ìdí àìsàn.
Bondage is to sickness.
Oya tu kúrò lára mi. Máa wí gbogbo ìdè.
Every bondage.
Gbogbo ìdè.
Every bondage.
Ìjọgbo ìdílé.
Bondage to family.
Oya tu kúrò.
Use my body.
Gbogbo ìdí ẹ̀mí ààrọ.
Every bondage is to paralysis.
Ìdí ẹ̀mí àìlérè.
Bondage is to sleeping.
Gbogbo ìdí ogun tí mo fẹsẹ̀ dáwọ́ lágara tí ó bá ti dàgbà.
Bondage is that affect with legs when they grow old.
Gbogbo ìdí ogun àwọn ká.
Bondage is that go all around your
body. Ìdí ogun ni fún ẹlòmíràn.
Their bondage is a problem for
some people. Ẹgbẹ́ kìí ṣe lásán.
And they are not just ordinary.
Ọmọ sì fi ọjọ́ máa jẹ́ mú fún ọ.
They have been placed under that covenant.
Pariwo.
Cry out loud.
Gbogbo ìdí ogun bẹ́ẹ̀.
Every bondage is like that.
Nítorí Olúwa ni mi fi ṣe.
That need of me.
Mo sì ti ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ láti ṣe.
I am ready for God's
mission. Mo ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ láti ṣe.
I am ready for God's mission.
Gbogbo ìdí ogun àìrọ́lọ́ orí ẹ̀rọ lọ́rùn.
Every bondage is of nothing.
Gbogbo ìdí ogun ọ̀sẹ̀kọ̀.
Every bondage is of opposition.
Gbogbo ìdí ogun onírúurú.
Every type of Sunday.
Ẹ tú kúrò lára
mi.
Ẹ tú kúrò lára
mi. Use the weapon my body.
Ẹ tú kúrò ní ara
mi. Use the weapon my body.
Ẹ tú kúrò ní ara
mi. Use my body.
Ẹ tú kúrò ní ara
mi. Use my body.
Nítorí tí Olúwa ní mi fi ṣe.
The Lord has need of me.
Èmi sì ti ṣe dọ́là fi ṣe.
For God's mission.
Wọ́ọ́rọ́ yọ.
Every body.
Yóò rí ma jẹ́ ṣùgbìsì. Nítorí tí Olúwa ní mi fi ṣe. Mo sì ṣe tán láti ṣe. Nítorí tí Olúwa ní mi fi ṣe.
Lord has need of me.
Mo sì ti ṣe tán láti ṣe.
Ready for God's word.
Gbogbo ìdè.
Every Sunday.
Ẹ tú kúrò lára mi.
Loose from my body.
Ẹ tú kúrò lára mi.
Loose from my body.
Gbogbo ìdè lọ́wọ́ ya lọ́wọ́ lẹ́sẹ̀.
Bandage is my hand.
Ìdè lórí.
Bandage on my head.
Ìdè lọ́wọ́. Ìdè lẹ́sẹ̀. Ìdè lójú.
Bandage is my eye.
Ẹ tú.
Loose.
Ẹ tú. Gbogbo ìdí ogun ìdílé.
Every bondage is a family battery.
Gbogbo ìdí ego.
Bondage is to car.
Gbogbo ìdí ẹjẹkẹjẹ.
Bondage is to copy.
Gbogbo ìdí sí ẹ̀wọ̀.
Bondage is to abomination.
Gbogbo ìdí ẹmọ ṣerere.
Bondage is to opposite
partner. Gbogbo ìdí ìwàkiwà.
Bondage is to evil behavior.
Gbogbo ìdí ìbínú.
Bondage is to anger.
Gbogbo ìdí ọtí mímu.
Bondage is to drinking
alcohol. Gbogbo ìdí ìṣekúṣe.
Bondage is to immorality.
Gbogbo ìdí ìfẹ́kúfẹ́. Gbogbo ìdè ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ ara.
Bondage is to lust of the flesh.
Ìdè ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ obìnrin.
Bondage is to lust of the
flesh. Ìdè ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ ọkùnrin.
Bondage is to lust of men.
Ó yà ẹja.
Break.
Ẹ̀tú.
Lose.
Àṣẹ Olúwa ni.
Now the authority of
God. Ṣé àṣẹ èèyàn.
Not authority of
men. Nítorí Olúwa ni mi.
For the Lord has need of me.
Èmi dì ni Olúwa ni fi ṣe.
I myself the Lord has need of me.
Fúnra rẹ̀.
Say it to yourself. The Lord has need of me personally.
Mo sì ti ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ láti ṣe.
And I am ready for God's
will. Ọya ìdè tú kúrò lára mi.
Bondage is loose.
Ìdè tú kúrò lára mi.
Bondage is loose.
Ìdè tú kúrò lára mi.
Bondage is loose from my body.
Ìdè tú kúrò lára mi.
Bondage is loose from my body.
Tú kúrò lára mi.
Bondage is loose from my body.
Ìdè tú kúrò lára mi.
Bondage is loose from my body.
Ìdè tú kúrò lára mi.
Bondage is loose from my body.
Oya. Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Ìjì
Olúwa wa.
Pé gbogbo ìdè.
Ẹ máa tú gbogbo ìdè.
You call the name of Jesus like thunder. It's time. If you come with someone, make that person stay beside you. If you are the only one that comes, be prepared. Every bondage is that binds my life.
Loose.
For the Lord has need of me. And I'm ready for God's work. Every bondage. Every bondage. That doesn't allow me to do the right thing. Every bondage. Every bondage to evil behavior. Bondage to evil thoughts. Bondage to sin. Bondage to demons. Every bondage to
bathrooms.
Loose.
Oh, your bedroom. Everybody
about their heads.
Only one year, maybe, say.
Comes into miserable duties and doesn't forsake.
I don't want
to cause and stand by him. I stand on the covenant of the call. I say it according to your authority that all diverse kind of bondage that can bind this people's lives. Here in whatever country, all over the face of the
earth,
that they are listening to this voice and they will continue listening to him. Whatever kinds of bondage that bind them to life. For the Lord hath need of these people, and they are ready for God's will.
You lose.
In the name of Jesus. As you listen. And you have accepted. And you have acknowledged that the Lord has need of you. You are that sober and that penitent
heart.
Because you tremble at his word. I
say
in the name of Jesus. Whatever kind of sickness that can bind you, listen wherever you are. I can't mention those sickness. But I call the name which is greater than all of them. I use it to send them out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever kinds of bondages of sickness. Whatever kinds of bondage that can bind this heart, I set my face like an arch stone. I say whatever kinds of bondage that can bind this heart.
Oh yeah,
Take your body. Every bondage is of
grace.
He is taking away from you. You are forgiven. Every word that I used to bind you are free from there. You say that you will get children alive. You are free today from that
negative.
You are free today. You that you are bound to whatever kinds of plans and divinations, you are free from those divinations. You are free from those spirits of mistake. You are free from your deliverance. Take your body. You that you can't live
for
yourself. You can't walk for
yourself.
Take your life. Take your body. Take your body. Take your body. Mommy, daddy, examine yourself. Take your body. Glory be to the Lord. The Lord God has
spoken.
Seven hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Clap for the Lord.